Ron DeSantis predicts school board races will be some of the most important elections. By Hannah Blow on March 25, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said during a press conference in Daytona Beach, Florida, on Friday that school board races will be some of the most important elections this year. "I'm a big believer in term limits, but you don't always even have to wait for that to attach. You can throw the bumps out in the election," DeSantis said at the presser, where he signed a measure ensuring curriculum transparency for parents. "If they mistreated your kids or didn't follow the law, you have an opportunity, as many of them are up for re-election," he said. School board races typically did not get a lot of attention in the past, he continued, explaining that people focus on some of the other more high-ticket races. "But I think what we've found is that those are some of the most important elections that we're able to vote on," he said to applause. "I think you're going to have a huge amount of voter interest in these August and November elections for the school boards in the various counties." DeSantis's message to a person elected to the school board is that you should be conducting yourself in a way that reflects the values of the community. "But in some of these areas, members were not doing what the public and county wanted. It's not what the parents wanted to be done. It's not what the kids wanted to be done. And that, I think, is really the problem, when you run saying you're going to do certain things, acting like you're going to represent the values of the community," he stated, noting they often get in and then cave to special interests. "You're not acting in accordance with what you said you'd do," he said, identifying these politicians as vulnerable. "I don't know that I ever got involved in school board races before, but we'll be involved this year. We want to help people, they're going to help our kids," DeSantis added. Read Breitbart News's in-depth profile, America's Fight. Conservative school board member blows the lid off inner workings of the left's monopoly on education, here.